Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Sure, Mike. So I guess we'll start out in the Low Country. We've got a few news stories coming from our reporter David Wren this week. Volvo in Ridgeville is going to add a new car to its lineup. It's going to start making the XC60 crossover SUV in late 2026. This is one of Volvo's most popular models, 2.7 million sold globally. Part of what's driven this is they see U.S. production as a way to get around the 25% tariffs.
Are they going to be adding some employees?
Well, it doesn't sound like they're going to be adding employees at this time, but it will probably help with some layoffs that had happened recently in May. Also, the plant isn't operating at full capacity. So by bringing another vehicle in, they'll be producing more. And I guess in that sense, it will mean more jobs.
All right. And you mentioned that you have more from the Low Country.
I sure do. We've got an update. I think we talked a few weeks back about the port and the rail yard project that has seen some cost overruns and construction delays. Legislators here in Columbia got an update from the Ports Authority on that project. It sounds like they're going to go ahead and go forward with both the rail yard and a barge project. There were some questions about whether they were going to be able to afford both. Both were considered incredibly important to making the port more competitive with others up and down the eastern seaboard. And so they have said, yes, we're going to do both the rail yard and a barge terminal, just a matter of finding the funding. They had been banking on some federal grants that with the change in administration has fallen through, but they've said, we want to do this. We just have to find the funds.
What else are you seeing across our state's business community?
We had a little bit of a roller coaster ride for the state's timber industry. One day we were celebrating the announcement that a new lumber mill was going to open in Allendale County. They said they were going to bring in 125 new jobs, especially to an area that, you know, tends to have a little bit higher unemployment. And also a timber industry that's been struggling. We've had paper mills closing across the state. And so this was giving an outlet to both people in need of work and the industry in need of a market. Then a day later, we found out that a pair of lumber mills was closing, one of them being in the Darlington area, the other in Hampton County. So just across the county line from the facility that's going to be opening in Allendale. So saw some folks losing their jobs there. In total, about 290 people across those two plants owned by Canfor Corporation. The new one won't quite cover those losses, particularly around the Allendale area. It does come close. It's just a couple years down the road, so those folks will be left hanging in the interim.
Well, Jessica, we have time maybe enough for one more. Anything else you see?
One last thing we've had our eye on. Duke Energy is back seeking a pair of rate hikes for both its customers in the PD and in the upstate. This request for an increase is coming less than a year than the last time they went to the upstate customers seeking to charge more. They're talking about, on average, bills going up $10.38 a month for your typical residential customer in the upstate. In the PD, it's going to be more like $21.66.
And now, is this because of the recent energy bill that was passed that is supposedly making it easier for utilities to apply for rate hikes?
Well, they are actually going through the full rate hike process rather than seeking to use what's known as the Rate Stabilization Act that allows companies to sort of skip the full-blown rate case for a 5-year period and raise on an annual basis. This one is going to be a full hearing process in front of the PSC.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for the update.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. We will have a link to the Gazette posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.